Today's daf is Shabbos daf Samech Beis, and we are about 10 lines from the top of daf Samech Beis Amir Aleph, the Mishnah, Loiseitze Isha B'macha. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avram Ben Gittel, Chaim Michiel Yosef Ben Sarah, Yitzchak Elio Ben Chaya Sarah, Avram Kaddish Ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekasiel Ben Gittel, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo Ben Basya, Baruch Tzvi Ben Shloimes Feiga, Chaim Yeshua Shmuel Daniel Ben Nira Bela, Chaim Binyamin Mordechai Ben Ida, Ya'el Baz Bela, and Eliakim Getzel Ben Brana Esther. Today's daf is also being learned with Ilui Nishma Shloimes Zev Ben Avram Yitzchak, Mordechai Ziskin Ben Meir Ochanan, and Esther Bas Aharon. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss the theme of the perek, and that is Bame Isha Yoitza Uvama Eina Yoitza. Says the Mishnah, Loiseitze Isha B'machat HaNekuva. A woman's not allowed to go outside on Shabbos carrying a machat, a needle that has a hole in it. V'loi b'tabat, she can't wear a ring, she'yesha le'achosim, that has a signet on it. V'loi b'chulyar, she's not allowed to wear a chulyar. V'loi b'koyveles, v'loi b'tzlecha shal plaiton. We'll see what that all means in the Gemara. V'im yatzisa, and if she goes outside carrying those things or wearing those things on Shabbos, chayev es chata, she'll be chayev achatas divrei Rameyev. Chavim poitrim b'koyveles u'b'tzlecha shal plaiton. Chavim agree with everything that Rameyev said in the Mishnah. They disagree, however, on two points. Number one, koyveles, if a woman carries, she won't be chayev chatas, rather Potter, which in Hilchah Shabbos always means Aser Midr Abanon, U'Betzleicha Shal Plait. And additionally, whereas Rameir said, if a woman carries it, she'll be Chayev Achatos, according to the Chachamim, it's going to be Potter Aval Aser. So the Gemara now is going to discuss all the line items, all the halachas that were mentioned in the Mishnah. So the first thing that the Mishnah said was, Loiseitze Isha B'machat HaNekuva, V'loi B'tabas, Sheyesh Oleh Choysim. Notice, the first Mishnah in the Perek also discussed a woman going outside on Shabbos with a tabas. But there the Mishnah was talking about a tabas She'ein Oleh Choysim. So the first Mishnah mentioned that a woman's not allowed to go outside on Shabbos with a tabas She'ein Oleh Choysim. This Mishnah discusses the fact that a woman's not allowed to go outside on Shabbos with a tabas Sheyesh Oleh Choysim. So why do you need two Mishnayos in to tell me this halacha? It's because the halacha, as it relates to the two different types of tabois, are not the same. The first Mishnah said clearly, the im yatzas eino chayev eschatas. Meaning the first Mishnah that talked about all the things a woman is not allowed to go outside with on Shabbos, made it very clear that these are all isurei derabanan. Midei raisa, it's not considered carrying. This Mishnah that we just learned, Rameir said, vim yatzasa chayev eschatas. In other words, if a woman wears a tabas she'eino le'achoysen, it's aser only midrabanan. If a woman would wear a tabas sheyesha le'achosim, it would be aser even midai raisa. So what's the difference? So first of all, what is a tabas sheyesha le'achosim? What's a tabas she'eino le'achosim? A tabas, as in a ring, that's a piece of jewelry that we're all familiar with, that's a tabas she'eino le'achosim. Once upon a time, people carried rings that had an insignia engraved into the ring, and it was used to seal documents. It was like a signature. That tabas was used more for commercial purposes. For a woman to wear a tabas sheyesh b'chosim is bona fide haitzah. It's carrying. That's not something that women usually wear. We'll see, men used to wear it. But for women, it was considered uncommon. As a result, it's haitzah mideirais. It should be chayiv chatas. If a woman wears a tabas sheino le'achosim, so for that, It's perfectly normal. It's a taksha. It's a piece of jewelry. Women wear jewelry. It was also mid rabbanon because we're concerned she made me her friend shofa u'mechavia and she's going to come to carry it. Dalanamis b'shusarab. So tabasha in alechayisim is also mid rabbanon. Why not mid raisa? Because it's a taksha. It's a piece of jewelry. It's only also because it's a gzeira she may come to carry it. Tabasha yesh alechayisim, that's considered carrying. Talk to Gemara amarulo of the chilufim beish. This distinction that we just made, the difference between the tabasha yesh b'chayisim and the tabasha ein b'chayisim, as it relates to a woman, the distinction is true for a man as well, but in the reverse. Meaning, if a man would carry tabas sheyesh b'chosim on Shabbos, he wouldn't be over haitzah. What it would be Asa midrabbana. But midiraisa, it would be okay. If a man would carry a tabashe in bachaisen, that would be haitzah midiraisa. And this far is very simple. For a woman, it's unusual to carry or to wear a tabashe yesh bachaisen. For a man, it's quite typical. It's normal. Therefore, it's not considered haitzah. For a woman, it's typical to wear a tabashe in bachaisen. For a man, it's not typical. So it all really matters on what the norm is. The point is that whereas with the woman, it's more chomer if it's a tabashe yesh bachaisen. By the man, it's more chomer if it's a tabashe ein bachaisen. But the Gemara says that even though what Ula seems to be saying is very obvious, but alma kasavar Uli, you see one halach in Ulan. That is kol midi dechazi leish lechazi leisho. Midi dechazi leisho lechazi leish. That you see, whatever's common for a man to wear impacts the laws of man. Whatever's common for a woman to wear impacts the laws of women. And you don't say, for example, that being that it's common and typical for a woman to wear a tabasha in b'chaisim, so even when a man wears a tabasha in b'chaisim, it shouldn't be considered carrying. No, it's typical for a woman. So for a woman, it wouldn't be considered carrying. It's not typical for a man. For a man, it would be considered carrying. And the reverse as well. You don't say that being that it's typical for a man to wear a tabash sheyesh b'chaisim, so even when a woman wears a tabasha yesh b'chaisim, it's not considered carrying. No, just because it's typical for a man doesn't mean that it's typical for a woman. What's Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef asked the kasha anulo, harayim, shepherds, yitzim, sakin. So they used to wear sackcloth on top of them to protect them in case of rain, you know, from the elements. And therefore, the Brisa says that the shepherds are allowed to wear these sakin on Shabbos. But Chazal said, not only the shepherd, Elokol Adam, anyone's allowed to. The reason Chazal stated the halacha with regards to shepherds, because shepherds were the one that typically used to wear this. But really, it's not exclusive to shepherds. But rather, this halacha is true for all people. So what do you see? That being that it's considered a beged for a shepherd, it's treated as a beged for everybody. So you see that once something is established as a beged, it's considered a beged even for the person who doesn't typically wear it. So why don't you say the same thing with regards to rings? A tabasha im b'chaisim is considered a taksha for a woman, so it shouldn't be considered carrying for a man either. A tabasha yesh b'chaisim is considered normal for a man, so it shouldn't be considered carrying for a woman either. Amar Rav Yosef said, Kasavar ula holds noshin am b'fnei atzman him. No, you can't compare the relationship between men and women versus a shepherd and a non-shepherd. A shepherd and a non-shepherd, assuming they're both men, so they're part of the same am, they're part of the same nation, they're part of the same folk. Men and women are very different. And as a result, just because something's typical for a man, it doesn't make it, by definition, typical for a woman, and vice versa. So if it's a beged for a shepherd, then it's a beged for an accountant. But if it's a beged for a man, it doesn't become a beged for a woman. I'll ask you a gishmak akasha, and this next Gemara will be the topic of some of the raid. If somebody finds tefillin, machnison zug zug. So we learned earlier that a person's not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. And the reason he's not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos is because there's a concern that you may take off the tefillin and you're going to carry a talit on Rishus HaRabim. More about that at the end of the day. So what happens if somebody finds tefillin on Shabbos in a Rishus HaRabim? It's in a matzav of bizoyoin, it's raining, there's animals there. So what should you do? So the Mishnah says a kula, you should put it on one pair at a time and you should bring it into safety. Echodo ish, vechodo isha. This is true for a man, it's true for a woman as well. What's the kashviyam? But if you're going to tell me nasha am b'fnei atzman him, that women are considered completely different from men. So how's a woman allowed to put on tefillin? I mean, I understand that man's allowed to put on tefillin, because for a man, tefillin is a malbush. So it's anyways not considered carrying midday raisa. It's only considered carrying midday rabbana. We saw that in yesterday's daf. So over here, because of a bezayin, the chachamim said you could put on the tefillin and bring it to safety. But for a woman, l'chura, it's not a malbush. So you'll tell me, oh, but once it's a established as a malbush for a man, so it's established as a malbush for a woman as well. But now that you're telling me noshim am b'fnei atzma, it doesn't work that way. What's a ring for a man is not necessarily a ring for a woman. What's a ring for a woman is not necessarily a ring for a man. So why is the woman allowed to wear tefillin? She's potter from tefillin because it's a mitzvah asei shas man geromu, v'chol mitzvah asei shas man geromu noshim turis. So why is it okay for the woman to put on the tefillin? I understand why it's okay for the man to put on the tefillin, taking it to safety. Because for the man, it's not a itzah midiraisa. Because when a man wears tefillin, he's wearing a beged. It's a malbush. Narvas, it's asa midirabana. So Yishum Bizayin Tefillin, the Chachamim said, you can carry it. But for a woman, it's not considered a malbush. And don't tell me because it's a malbush for a man, it's a malbush for a woman, because this is Ula's big vart. Noshim am b'fnei atzmanim. So the Gemara says, you have to say that you know the Tana that Mishnah is, it's Rameyer. And Hasam Kasavir Rameyer, Laila's man Tefillin. Rameyer's of the opinion, and this is actually discussed in great detail in Masechtas Erevin Daf Tzadikei, one of the most geshmakas sugyas in Shas, where the Gemara talks about, is Tefillin a mitzvah esei shas man geroma, or it's not a mitzvah esei shas man geroma? Rameyer's shita is, it's not a mitzvah esei shas man geroma. Why? Because You have to put on tefillin during the day. Ramei holds, you're supposed to wear tefillin at night as well. Additionally, Ramei holds Shabbos man tefillin. You wish tefillin on Shabbos. So it comes out, Havalei mitzvah say shelo yazman garamo. Chol mitzvah say shelo yazman garamo. Noshim chayoves. And that's why women would be chayiv. The bottom line is, the reason it's okay for a woman to wear tefillin in that Mishnah, Masechtas Erevin, is because the Mishnah is Rameir, and Meir's Shita is that tefillin is a mitzvah say she'ein hazman garama. If that's the case, women are chayiv in tefillin. If women are chayiv in tefillin, that's why they're allowed to wear it. Freik the Gemara Akasha. So the Mishnah said that if a woman would wear a tabas she'yesh b'choysim on Shabbos, b'shoigig, she'd have to bring a chatas. In other words, it's considered hoitzah midai raisa. Why is it considered hoitzah midai raisa? Because it's unusual for her to wear it. As a result, it's carrying. The flip case was true for a man. If a man would wear a tabas she'in b'chaysim, assuming it's unusual for a man to wear a ring like that, if he would wear that ring on Shabbos, so that too would be considered carrying chil Shabbos midday rice. Freik the Gemara, v'itzok halacha yadhi. The only time a person is over chil Shabbos midday rice is if he does the malacha in the typical way. If he does it in an atypical way, it's not considered carrying. So listen to the Gemara's kasha. A woman wore a tabas she'yesh b'chaysim. In a Rishos HaRabim, you're telling me she was Michal Shabbos Midei Raisa. Faith Mar, why? It should be Chil Shabbos Midei Rabbanan. She didn't carry it in a usual way. The normal way to carry things is put it in your pocket, hold it in your hand. It's on her finger. So you'll tell me, what do you mean? It's a ring. Yeah, but not for her. For her, it's not a ring. For her, it's a Tabash Yesh B'chais, and women don't wear rings like that. So the Gemara's kash is, to the extent it's not typical for a woman to wear it, and therefore you're deeming it Hoitzah, it should be Hoitzah only Midei Rabbanan. Because if it's not a typical ring for her to wear, then it's considered carrying only at the Rabbanan level. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, be'ishak is baras haskin." We're talking about a woman for whom it was typical, this is a little tricky, to wear a tabashe yesh b'chaysim. She was a gizbara, she was a businesswoman, she was a treasurer. And it's for that reason, it's considered normal for her to wear it. If it's considered normal for her to wear it, it's not considered carrying kalachayat. So Rashi is bothered, and I don't understand, but Manoshach, if it's considered normal for her to wear it, then why is it considered carrying? So you have to say that as it relates to defining it as carrying or not carrying, we don't look at this specific woman. We look at the nation of women. For women, it's considered atypical to wear a tabash yesh b'chaysim, hence it's asa midei raisa. You want to know, however, if it was considered hoitzah in the normal way, or hoitzah kalachayad in the unusual way, being that it was normal for this particular woman to wear it, so as it relates to whether it's hoitzah or not, we don't care about what this woman does. We look at all the women. As it relates to whether it was carried in a regular way or in an atypical way, then we do look at this individual woman. Amar Rava, tirats the isha, ishma yikulam emes. You gave a very nice answer. Why, if a woman wears a tabashi yesh b'chaysim, it's chil Shabbos midei raisa. What was the question? Isn't it kalachayat? We're talking about an isha gizbars. What about in the reverse? The kasha that the Gemara asked was really a kasha on Isha and Ish. Ula said v'chilufein be'ish, meaning if a man would wear a tabasha in b'chayisim on Shabbos, it would be chil Shabbos midei raisa. Same question. Why is it chil Shabbos midei raisa? Why don't we say it's haitza kalachayad? Being that it's not typical for a man to wear a tabas that doesn't have a signet on it, so even though he's carrying it, but it's an unusual type of carrying. So why don't we say it's asa midei rabbanan because it was done in an unusual way? Elam Rava. So Rava said a different teretz to answer both questions. Why it's not kalachayad for a woman to wear a tabasha yesh b'chaysim, and why it's not kalachayad for a man to wear a tabasha in b'chaysim? Because pamash adam noisim li'ishtoi tabasha yesh l'chaysim l'adich l'chufso. Because it may just happen that a man would ask his wife, can you please take my ring and put it in the safe? Umanichta biyada, and because she doesn't want to lose it, she may put it on her finger, achamagas l'chufso, until she actually gets to this box, this place, where she's about to store it. Meaning women sometimes wore the tabashi yesh b'chaysim on their fingers. Upanim shishim ezenes abaya tabashi yesh b'chaysim alichay, it's a lumen l'sakin, and sometimes the woman may give it to her husband, you know, to bring it to the woman, bring it to 47th Street, to go fix it. Umanicha biyada, and he may wear it to get there because he doesn't want to lose it. Achimagia, it's a woman. The point is, sometimes men would wear tabasha in b'chaysim, sometimes women would wear the tabasha yesh b'chaysim, and it's for that reason it's not considered haylah, haytzah kila achayah. Either way, so the Mishnah said, lo yseitze isha b'machad anekuvah, v'lo yb tabasha yesh b'chaysim. Then the Mishnah mentioned three things that we didn't define in the Mishnah. Number one, v'lo yb chulyar. Number two, v'loy b'chayveles. Number three, v'loy b'tzloichet shal plaiton. And this will take us to the end of the daf with a little bit of agadita. Said the Gemara, my koyer. So what's this koyer that women are not allowed to wear? Amar Rav. Rav said machbanta. So Rashi says this was a pin, a piece of jewelry that was used for the woman to keep her shirt closed. Amar Rav. Rav said, b'chayveles. What's chayveles? Amar Rav. Rav said chumarta de pilon. This is a little sack that they would put balsam oil. Rashi says balsam obalaz. So they would put balsam oil. This was an oil that smelled really good. It was used primarily for women that had a bad body odor. Sherechon ra. Either way, they would carry this. And that's what the Mishnah says, that a woman's not allowed to carry these things on Shabbos. The machpanta she can't carry. The chudra she can't carry. And not just that, it's considered real light some of their rights. Pchenam Rav Asi said also, what's a koi veles? Chumarta de pilon. It's this balsam oil. Tanu rabbanu. Let's say it's the chay veles. A woman's not allowed to wear a chay veles. V'im yotzav, she goes out with it on Shabbos. Chayev es chatas. She's chayev chatas. Assuming, of course, she did a b'shoyki. Divri rameh. Chomim and chachom say. Lo yisei tzei, she's not allowed to go outside wearing it on Shabbos. V'im yotzav p'tura. It's awesome in the rabbanu. Rabbi Liezer says, yotzav ishe b'chay veles a chatchila. A woman's allowed to wear it like chatchila. So we have a three-way machloikis as it relates to this chay veles. Again, what is this chay veles? It's this chumarta de pilon. This a little sack that she used to wear like a necklace, and inside the sack you had this oil that smelled really good. So a three-way machlokes as it relates to wearing it on Shabbos. Rameir says what Rameir said in the Mishnah. Vayseitzei v'imyotas l'chayev eschatas. The Chachamim say what they said in the Mishnah. Chachamim poitrim b'koyvelas, meaning it's awesome at the Rabbanim, but it's not awesome at the Raisa. In the Raisa, we have a third sheet, the Rebbe Eliezer says you can even wear it like a tchil. Somewhere it says, but Michael, Milchik Rameh, if Rameh holds Masayu, it's considered carrying. Rabbanim, it's not Rabbanim, hold Tachshidu. No, it's considered a Tachshid, right? It looks like a necklace. Narvas, it's awesome at the Rabbanim, because Vidom Shalfa Mechavia. Just like all jewelry is awesome at the Rabbanim, this jewelry is also awesome at the Rabbanim. Vasik Lasu, Rebbe Eliezer holds, Man Darkel Mirmo. Isha Sharechara. Who used to wear this? Only a woman that had a bad body odor. Isha Sharechara Le Shalfa Machavia. If you need it, you're not taking it off. And as a result, there's no concern you're going to take it off. So Rabbi Eliezer was very make, or Rabbi Eliezer said you could wear it even like Katrila, meaning like Asila Suya, and Amis Bishusarab. There's no concern you're going to come to carry it down Amis Bishusarab. Great to Gemara. Is it true, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're allowed to wear this Kavelas Katrila? But Tanya went into the Bryce, Rabbi Eliezer pointed the Kavelas, Ubit Slecha Shal Plaitan. Rabbi Eliezer said that you're putter if you wear it on Shabbos. What does putter mean in Shabbos? Potter Aval Aser. So you have a stira in Rebbe Eliezer. The first brisa, Rebbe Eliezer says, a woman can wear it lechatchila. In the second brisa, Rebbe Eliezer, poiter b'koyvelas. Sounds like potter, true. No chatos, not awesome in the raisa, but at the same time, it's going to be awesome in the rabban. The Gemara says, like kasha, ha kikoi adrameir, ha kikoi adrabban. In one brisa, Rebbe Eliezer was talking to Rameir. In the other Braisa, he was talking to the Rabbana. The Gemara explains. Kikoid Rameir, when Rebbe Eliezer was talking to Rameir, Da'am Echayv Chatos, Amalei, so Rebbe Eliezer told him Potter. Meaning, really, his Shita is its Mutter. But he was talking to Rameir. Rameir, you hold it's Asamid Eiraisa. It's not Asamid Eiraisa. It's Potter. He wasn't medactic. Because really, he could have said mutter, but he didn't have to say mutter to argue with Rameir. Rameir held it was awesome day raisa. So to argue with Rameir was enough for him to say potter. However, in the first price that the Gemara brought, the Rabbanon sheet is also mentioned. The Amri potter avalasa. They hold potter avalasa. So if he was going to make his point, Rebbe Eliezer there, he couldn't say potter because then he would sound like the Chachamim. So Amar Yom, mutter l'chatchila. That's why he said it's going to be mutter l'chatchila. So the Gemara says, Omai Rameir, meaning we just mentioned that one Rebbe Eliezer is talking to the Chachamim, and the other Rebbe Eliezer is talking to Rameir. So the first brisa that we brought had Rameir the Chum Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer is talking to the Chachamim, he's talking to Rameir. But there seems to be another brisa where Rebbe Eliezer says Potter, and the reason he only said Potter is because that brisa is just Rebbe Eliezer and Rameir. Rameir says, Asamid Eiraisa, so to make his point, Rebbe Eliezer says that it's not Asamid Eiraisa. He wasn't medactic. Really meant it was mutter. So where is that brisa? So the Gemara says, "Umayra Meir Detanya." We found the brisa. It's a Tosefta Masechta Shabbos. Loiseitzei Isha b'Mafteich Shabbiyada. Woman's not allowed to go outside on Shabbos holding a key. Vim Yotzes. If she goes outside, Chayiv Chatas. Divrei Rameir. Rabbi Eliezer Poite b'Koyvelas u'Betzloicha Shal Plaiten. So just read the brisa. Rameir says a woman's not allowed to go outside carrying a key on Shabbos. If she does, Chilul Shabbos Medei Raisa. Rabbi Eliezer says, oh, if she wears a koyveles and a tzloicha shal plaiton, it's going to be potter. Feit the Gemara, koyveles, mandikar shema. They're not talking to each other. Rameir is talking about keys, and Rabbi Eliezer is talking about balsam oil. So the Gemara says, nachsure mechsev achitani. So you have to do a little surgery to the brisa. Vechem the koyveles, vechem the tzloicha shal plaiton, loiseitze. You have to say the Rameir said a woman shouldn't go outside carrying a key. Not only a key, but also a koyveles and a tzloicha shal plaiton. V'im yotzes, and she goes out with any of those things, chayev eschatas ziv rameh. And on that, Rebbe Eliezer pointed the koyveles of a tzloicha shal plaiton. There, Rebbe Eliezer argued. So in this price, you don't have the chacham. All you have is rameh. So being that all you have is rameh, Rebbe Eliezer just argued with rameh and said that it's not going to be aser midday raisa. But really, all this mutal katchil. Medvar mamurim, Rebbe Eliezer continued and said, the only time you're potter is b'shiyesh l'boysen. If the sack or this container that has the oil inside of it actually had some oil. Aval imba and bison, if there was nothing inside it, the Pesamim weren't there, Chayeves, in that case, you're going to be Chayev. And the reason in that case you're going to be Chayev is because it's empty. So if it's empty, you're going to be Chayev. Now, what are you Chayev for carrying? Not the oil, not the Pesamim, it's not there. For carrying the keli, the container. Rav Adbar Ahava said that even though it would seem obvious to most, but really it's not so simple. In lieu of a sugi that we're going to learn later in the Masechta. So you say, Meres, you see from here a chiddush. If somebody carries oichlin less than a shear inside a keli, you're going to be chayiv. Now the premise of this halacha is, the only time you chayiv mishum etzah is if you carry something chashiv. If somebody would carry something not chashiv on Shabbos, he wouldn't be over the malach of etzah. It has to have a certain shear. The thing that the person's carrying, in order for him to be chayiv. And everything has a shear. The Gemara discusses later, what would be if you carried something, pachas mikashir, but it was inside a keli. And the keli has a shear. So the keli has something in it. You're carrying a bag of food. The food is pachas mikashir, but the bag itself is a shear. Do you say that the bag is bottled to the food? And being that the food has no shear, the bag itself has no chashivas, you're not chayiv for the bag, you're not chayiv for the food. Or do you say, no, the food doesn't have a shear, but it doesn't mean the bag doesn't have a shear. So Rav Adbar Ahava said, I think that I can be poishet that shaila from what Rabbi Eliezer just said. Because Rabbi Eliezer said that if you carry this tzloiches, this koiveles, that's supposed to have plaiton in it, and now there's no plaiton, you're going to be chayiv. Why are you going to be chayiv? For carrying the bag. Now the kasha is that it seems to be impossible that you're not going to have a little bit of the oil, a little bit of the besamim inside this sloiches. Why? Because the embam baisim kepachas mikashir bekli dami. No baisim is like pachas mikashir. It's not literally no baisim. There's going to be something in there. And still the katani chayev is yichayev for carrying the sloiches. Why yichayev for carrying the sloiches? Why don't you say the sloiches is bottled to the baisim? So if you have no shir baisim, it shouldn't be chayev for the sloiches either. Oh, so Rav Adbar Ahava said, so you say meres, you see from here, that you're chayev for the keli, you don't say the keli is bottled to the food. Rav Ashi was doichir. He said, maybe I'll tell you potter. Really, always your potter. Shani hoch, here it's different. The leisei b'mamosha klal. This is not just pachas mikashir. This is considered nothing. The reason it's considered nothing because if you have no some in it, it's true, the thing is going to smell good, but this is like a tamke ikker of Mesechta Schulin thing. There's really nothing there. And being that there's nothing there, so it's less than Pachas Mikashir. If you have a keli that has less than Pachas Mikashir, certainly in that instance, you would be chayiv for carrying the keli. Either way, so we mentioned this balsam oil, and the Gemara is going to digress now with a whole omid of Agadat the Gemara. And the Gemara begins with Psukim and Sefer Amos. So Sefer Amos was prophesizing about the terrible things that would happen to the Jews, Churban Bayis Rishon, because of all the Averis. And he described some of the Chata'im and some of what was going on in Yerushalayim circa Churban Bayis Rishon. The Reishis Shemonim Yimshachu. The people would anoint themselves with veracious, the finest oils. This is this plaiton. That's what this is referring to. So this plaiton was considered very fine oil, hence the segue, and we're going to talk a little bit about this. Is it true? The plaiton is such good oil. Then the Navi Amos was talking about how the Yidden were indulging around the time of the Churban, because this is what they were doing. But we learned that the price, Af al pali. Plaiton goes Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava for loy hoydu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava made many gzeiros after the Churban. He said that the Yidden shouldn't indulge in certain pleasures. And one of the things he said was no plaiton. But the Chachamim were amoyed to him. So what's the question? If you're going to tell me this is literally the reishis shmonim that the Navi Amos was talking about, it sounds like this was a tremendous luxury. So amay loy hoydu. I said, why weren't the Chachamim amoyed to him? Amalei abayis abayi told mitamech according to you. There's another pasuk that Amos talked about. He said hashoysim b'mizrake yayin. That the people they used to drink out of bowls of wine, meaning not glasses of wine, bowls of wine. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, and there was machlokes. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, exactly what this means. Chadam one said knishkanim. It's referring to knishkanim. So Rashi says that this was some tall glass vessel that had two spouts, and two people were able to drink out of it at the same time. This was like a sign of real olam hazeh. The chadam, the other one said shemizarkin koisay seim zelazeh. As they were drinking wine, they would juggle their wine glasses, throw it from one person to the other. So there was a whole spiel going on. So the Gemara says, "How can I be the Yosser? If the Navi Amos says it, and you're saying that whatever the Navi Amos said it's suggestive of it being a tremendous luxury. So l'chura the chachamim should have said it's aser, but we know it's not because for Rabbi Barapun Ikel Beresh Kluz, Rabbi Barapun was once by the Resh Kalusa, v'shasa b'knish kashin for the Amal Levelei Midi, and Rabbi Rav Hanna saw the Resh Kalusa drinking this knish kashin. He didn't say anything. Why didn't he say anything? He should have given that mussar. So it must be because, whatever, it's not the end of the world. So even though the Navi Amos used it as one of his ways of describing the anarchy and what was going on, doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be Aser. Ella, meaning, Kol midat isbei tainug, isbei simcha, Aser rabbanan. Rabbanan, what goes on anything that has tainug, it gives a person pleasure, and it gives a person simcha. Avo midat isbei tainug, something gives a person pleasure, but it doesn't give a person simcha, like Aser rabbanan. Pleasure and happiness seem very similar. Right? They feel like synonyms of each other. Oynig and Simcha. But we know they're not the same thing. On Shabbos, there's a mitzvah, the karasa l'Shabbos oynig. On Yontif, there's a mitzvah, the samachto b'chagecha. They're similar, but they're not the same thing. There's a lot of raid if there's a mitzvah oynig on Yontif. We spoke a lot about it in Perek B'mem Adlikin. There's raid if there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. They're not the same thing. The point is, the Chachamim, when they made the Gzeira after the Churban, that you have to stay away from certain indulgences, it was only something that had both tainug and Simcha. Something that was only tainug, for some reason the Chachamim didn't make a gzeir on that. The Navi Amos continued and said, Hashoich ven al mitoy shein, usruchin al arsoysam. He said that the people, they used to lie on ivory beds, and they used to stretch out on their couches. What does this all mean? What's so terrible about this? They used to stand without clothing on, and they would urinate in front of their beds. So Rav Avoh heard this pshat, he said, if that's the case, the pasuk says, lochein ato yiglu bereish. The Navi Amos said that because of these Averis, you're going to go to Golos. I understand it's not fine and proper and sneers to urinate in front of your bed, but that doesn't sound like a reason to go to Golos. Elam Rav Avoh, so Rav Avoh said it means something else. These were people that used to eat and drink together. And then they would attach their beds to each other. Meaning the disgusting thing was not urine, rather it was shichva zera. That of course means it involved gili arayis, which would explain why this was a cause for the churban. Amar abavoh, fa'amri lo, b'masih satan, shoychit var mevinas adam le'an nis. There's three things that cause a person to become an ani. The eluhein, ha'mashtim mayim b'fnei mitasay aram. If somebody urinates in front of his bed, aram. U'mezalz b'tilas yadayim, someone's not careful in the tilas yadayim, v'shishtim mekalalte b'fanav. And someone whose wife is mekalal him in his own presence. These three things are a skula for anios, Rachmano Litzlan. Says the Gemara, Mashtim, I have to say, Aru, no, my Rava said, so you have to read the fine print. This only if he's facing his bed. Avalavroi, if he's facing the opposite direction of his bed, meaning he's in the presence of his bed, but he's actually urinating in the opposite direction, less than this is not the case. Even if he's facing his bed, Loyamarna is only true. If he urinates directly on the ground, Avalbamana, but if he does it into a keli, less than that it's not a problem. Zalzam in the Tilsi, Daim, Amarava, Rava said here too. Loyamarna, Eldloy, Mash. This is only if someone who doesn't wash his hands at all. He's completely mezalzim in the tears. Not avomashah, but let's say he washes his hands, but he doesn't wash them well. Last number, you don't have the salacha. But the Marzav Milsi, the Amar Rav Chizda said, "Anoy mashoy meloy chafni maya." I used to wash my hands with a lot of water. V'yahavli meloy chafni tivusa, and he said that's why it became a big veer. Rav Chizda, we know, was toyer v'gedula b'makam echad. In fact, the Gemara says in my cotton chafchesam and alf that Rava used to daven every day for three things. One of the three things he used to daven for was that he should be a gvir like Rav Chizda. Rav married Rav Chizda's daughter. So it sounds like his tefillah was answered. But he said he should be a gvir like Rav Chizda. He used to have in zinin Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda was tayr of gedula b'makam echad, and he said, you want to know the secret to his success? He used to use a lot of water when he washed netilas yadayim. The last thing that's not good for anios is v'she ishtoy mikalaltoy b'fonav. Amar Rava. Rava said, al iske takshita, means that if a woman yells and literally curses her husband because she doesn't buy him enough jewelry, so that's not a good thing. That's only if he can afford it. For Layavid, he doesn't do it. But if he can't afford it, then what's he supposed to do? Darash Rava Brei David Lohi. So Rava Brei David Lohi said, what's on the pasuk that says, Vayim Hashem, Yan ki gavu b'noi tzion. That, again, on the topic of the averus that the Yidden did around the time of the Churban. So the pasuk says that the b'noi tzion, they were bali. What does that mean? They used to stand very straight in a very gaiva way. Literally, they used to walk with outstretched necks. What it means is not the neck so much. Rather, they would walk very, very slowly. Apparently, if someone's neck is outstretched, he's going to be forced to walk a little more slowly. But the emphasis is not the neck. It's on the way they used to walk. Slowly, people should notice them. They used to gaze What they would do is they would put a lot of eye makeup on and they would make like motions to the men. Tall women would dafka walk next to shorter women because they wanted the contrast to make them look taller. Again, back to the afarsim, back to this balsam oil. They would put this balsam oil and myrrh, different things that smell good in their shoes. And they would walk in the shukim, the marketplace in Yerushalayim. So when they would come to the Bachrim, they would start stamping on the floor, and it would cause the perfume to start spraying, and it would cause the Yetzahara to go into the Bachrim, literally like eris, like the poison of a snake. What's going to be the punishment of these girls? But in the places where they used to put perfume, their body is going to start decaying. The places where they used to put on these nice belts, now they're going to have bruises there. Places where they used to make themselves look nice, they made their hair look nice, nasa krochen krochen, they're not going to have hair anymore. V'tachas psigel machgoy resak, psochen hamivim lidei gilo yil machgoy resak. What it means is the parts of the woman, her openings, that used to bring simcha, now she's going to have a chagoy resak, she's going to be wearing sackcloth. Ki tachas yoifi, the pasuk says. Oh my Rava, what does that mean? Haynu da amri inchi chilufe shufra kibon. In exchange for all the yoifi, suddenly there's going to be the opposite of yoifi. V'sipach Hashem kodkoid benoisim. One of the psukim that discuss the punishment that the benoisim are going to get. Om Rabbi Yisrael Rebchanino. Rabbi Yisrael Rebchanino said, "Malamit shaparcha ben tzaras." It's coming to teach us that the women broke out with tzaras. K'siv hacha, it says v'sipach. V'k'siv hasam, it says in the parish of tzaras. The same word. So you see, the women got saras. Vashem posen ya'ara. What does that mean? Rav Shmuel Chadam once said, "Shenishbechu kekitoy." It means that they had some abdominal condition that liquid started pouring out like a pitcher. The Chadam once said, "Shenasu pischeim kiyar." Their opening, meaning oisem makoyim, became like a forest. Rashi says, "Nismalu sar v'nimasoyis letashmish." Om Rav Yudam Rav. Anshe Yerushalayim, anshe Shachatzayu. The people in Yerushalayim, they used to speak in a very nice way. Meaning, they used to speak in metaphor. But really what they were saying was a mashal, and the nimshal was for inyone arayas. For example, Adam Omer Lechaber, a person would tell his friend, "B'mesa adutayim, what do you eat today? B'pasa meila, or b'pasa ena meila? Was your bread well needed or was it not well needed? B'yayin gurdali, or b'yayin chardali? Which wine did you drink? B'mesav rochav, did you sit on a large couch? Or b'mesav kotzer? B'chaver toiv, you had good company? Or b'chaver roch? Am Rav Chizr sev akul nuznos." And everything they said, what they really meant, this was all a mashal, the nimshal was gili arayas. Am Rechaber Am Abihuda. Atzim Yerushalayim shal kimnon haya. The wood that they used to use in Yerushalayim was kinmoin, cinnamon. And when they would burn these logs of wood, reichon noidev b'chol Eretz Yisrael, there was such a good smell, it would literally permeate the entire Eretz Yisrael. Smelled so good. But after the Churban, we lost this. There was a little bit, literally the size of a sa'ira, the size of a barley grain. And the Gemara says, you want to know where it is? Rav Chava said, I heard from Rabbi Yehuda, it's bigazoi in the storehouses, the Tzimtzemai Malkasa of Queen Tzimtzemai Exhale. Either way, Tu Ha'aris. As it relates to today's daf, going back to the beginning of the daf, and that is, number one, the Gemara mentioned again the idea that Nashem HaPater from Mitzvah Saseh Shaz Magrom. So we know that any mitzvah that's time-related, women are potter from. How did it come up here on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph? Because the Gemara was discussing whether women are chayiv in mitzvah tefillin or women are not chayiv in mitzvah tefillin. Do you say tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shaz man garama? You don't wear tefillin at night. You don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Maybe even on Cholamoid you don't wear tefillin. Hence it should be a mitzvah saseh shaz man garama. Maybe no. Or maybe Shabbos is a zman tefillin. Maybe Laila is a zman tefillin. Hence the shayla. Is tefillin a mitzvah saseh shaz man garama? Or is tefillin a mitzvah saseh she'en az man garama? So we've spoken a lot recently about mitzvah saseh shaz man garama as it relates to Masechtas Shabbos. We spoke about it in the beginning of Perek Bameh Behema. A few times. We had a few red bites on this. What was the context? Rav Kiveger Shaila in his Pirush HaMishnayos, where he discussed whether women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Shvisas Behema, or whether women are not chayiv in the mitzvah of Shvisas Behema. Meaning, just like a person has to rest on Shabbos, his animals have to rest on Shabbos as well. And it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to allow your animals to do Shabbos. It's not mentioned as a lois aseh, but rather it's mentioned as an aseh. So Rav Kiveger Shaila was, do you say that being that it's mentioned as an aseh, it's a mitzvah aseh shazman geroma? If it's a mitzvah aseh shazman geroma, Nashim should be potter. Or maybe Rav Kiveger said, it could be Shabbos is different. Because being that we know Nashim achayiv in Kiddush, and Kiddush is also a mitzvah aseh shazman geroma, and the reason is the Gemara says in Brachas Tavchafa Mebeis, because it says Zachar Siyam HaShabbos HaKatshay, and it says Shomer Siyam HaShabbos HaKatshay. Kol Sheyeshnei B'Shmira, Yeshnei B'Shchira. So being that women are included in Shomer Siyam HaShabbos HaKatshay, so maybe women should be included in Zachar Siyam HaShabbos HaKatshay as well. Now the Gemara said it with regards to Kiddush, but Rav Kiveger Shaila was, what about with regards to other mitzvahs aseh of Shabbos? Not Kiddush, such as Shvisas Behema. Do you say Kol Sheyeshnei B'Shmira, Yeshnei B'Shchira, that women are included in all mitzvahs aseh of Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah aseh Shazman Geroma? If that's the case, they'll be included in the mitzvahs aseh of Shvisas Behema as well. Or do you say no, women are chayev in Kiddush, because Kiddush, which is learned out from the pasuk of Zachar Siyam HaShabbos HaKatshay, for that you have the hekish of Shomer Siyam HaShabbos HaKatshay and Zachar Siyam HaShabbos HaKatshay. But as it relates to any other mitzvah aseh that's related to Shabbos, it could be for that women will in fact be potter. That was Reb Kiveger Shaila. Are women chayiv in mitzvah aseh of Shabbos? Are women potter from mitzvah aseh of Shabbos? Reb Kiveger is nachgemino with Shvisas Behema, but really it's true with regards to any mitzvah aseh that you may be able to come up with as it relates to Shabbos. The tzadeh should be potter, it's a mitzvah aseh shazman gerom. The tzadeh should be chayiv is because kol sheyeshnei b'shmira, yeshnei b'schira. But ein beis medrash b'loi chiddush. I found a beautiful poilisha pilpul in the Shoyalu Meshev. So the Shoyalu Meshev was written by Hagoyen Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin, who was a great Polish Hagoyen. He was also a big veer. He was Torah v'gedula b'makam echad, and he wrote many, 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 many svarim. But his magnum opus is his Shailas Hatshuvas Shoyalu Meshev, and this is real 19th century Polish pilpul. And in Madura Kama, Simen Samach Aleph, he discusses at length mitzvah saseh shehazman geroma. And Toich Dvarov, he discusses this idea, women being chayev or potter by mitzvah saseh shehazman geroma as it relates to Shabbos. And he says as follows, Toisvis in Mesechtes Shavuos, daf Chof Amud Beis, asks a bamba kasha. The Gemara said, Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Katshoy, Shomer Siyam HaShabbos L'Katshoy. Okay, Kol Sheyeshnei B'Shmira, Yeshnei B'Shchira. Women are chayiv in Shmira. How do you know women are chayiv in Shmira? Because women are chayiv in all Lois HaSeis. So they're certainly chayiv in the Lois HaSeis of Shabbos. So if they're chayiv in the Shomer Siyam HaShabbos L'Katshoy, they should be chayiv in the Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Katshoy as well. Freitas HaKasha. How do you know to make the hekesh kol sheyeshnei b'shmira yeshnei b'shchira? Maybe make the hekesh just the opposite. Maybe say kol sheyeinoi b'shchira einoi b'shmira. Meaning, when you wake up in the morning, the assumption is women are chayiv and shomer siyam HaShabbos HaKatshay. Why? Because simitzus lois haseh. Women are chayiv and all lois haseh. Women are potter from zachar siyam HaShabbos HaKatshay. Why? Because simitzus haseh shazman geroma. Women are potter from all mitzvahs haseh shazman geroma. But the Gemara says there's a hekish tugging on me, and as a result, you can't have a distinction so broad between zachar and shomer. Thus, kol sheyeshnei b'shmira, yeshnei b'shchira. Frey tais zakasha, not in brachas tavchav. This is in shvuas tavchav. Shvuas tavchav on the days. How do you know to make the hekish kol sheyeshnei b'shmira, yeshnei b'shchira? Maybe if I care. Maybe make the hekish kol sheeinoi b'shchira, eino b'shmira, and say that being that women, the assumption is would be potter from mitzvah aseh of Shabbos because nashim are potter from all mitzvah aseh shas mangaroma. So maybe if I care, maybe they're potter from Shabbos. Maybe a woman doesn't have the mitzvah of Shabbos because kol she'enoi b'schira. It's the same hekesh. How do you know to make the hekesh kol she'eshne b'shmira yeshne b'schira? After if I care, maybe make the hekesh kol she'enoi b'schira eino b'shmira. Says Tosfos, you have to say because there's a rule in hekesh that anytime you can make a hekesh l'kulo l'chumra l'chumra makshino. So being that over here, you can go l'chumra and say women are chayiv in zachar and shamar, or you can go to Kula and say women are potter from Zachar and Shomer. So you have a choice which way to go. You go to Chumra, you don't go to Kula. That's what Tosfos says. It says Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin, I have a more posh at the Teretz. I have a more posh at the Teretz. He says, I think the Pshat Zazeh, if you have a choice and you can make a hekesh in two ways. You can make a hekesh, in which case it won't make any sense necessarily, but it's a hekesh. It's one of the Yudgim and Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes to him. Or I can make a hekesh where it's going to be so beautiful. It's going to make so much sense. It's going to be geschmack. Of course, you make the hekesh in a way where the result of the hekesh will be reasonable and will be something that's mistaber, rather than just make a hekesh to teach me halacha that you don't understand. Says Rabbi Yosef Shaul that if you were going to say kol she'enoi b'schira enoi b'shmira, okay, it's a nice hekesh. Women are parted from the mitzvah sases of Shabbos. They're parted from the lois sases of Shabbos. I don't know any other lois in the whole Torah maybe that women are parted. There actually are a few. The Mishnah mentions in Kedushin Nachav Tes, but there's very few exceptions. Shabbos, the whole Shabbos lametes malachis. Women, no worries. You can do whatever you want. Okay, I hear it's possible there's such a hekesh. Does it make sense? No, there's no svara to it. But Fakeret says the Shoyle Meshev, it's half of a fella. To say kol she yeshne b'shmir, yeshne b'schira is actually a milse de mistaber. Why? So he says, because why is it that women are potter from mitzvah saseh shazman garama? So we've mentioned this a few times, but it's kedai to revisit it in a veinik now. Let's go inside. The kolboy and the rajbits and the avudram, rishonim, they all were mechaven to the same bar. I'm going to read to you from the avudram. He says like this. Every word is worth listening to. He says, the reason women are potter from mitzvah saseshazmangaroma is because a woman is not a bala boss on her time. She is mishubet to her husband. So the avudra, Arishim, played it out for you. Visualization. You don't have to use your imagination. He says, imagine a woman, her husband, it says, while she's doing a mitzvah, say, she's mangaroma, I need you. Efshar, shebishas asiyas ha mitzvah yisaba oisa ba lasis mitzvahsoi. The imtasa mitzvah sabayri. So what if the woman says, I can't middle saying Krishma. I'm middle taking dalad minim. I'm doing a mitzvah, say, she's mangaroma. Vetanich mitzvahsoi, and she's not going to listen to her husband. Oila mi baila. Woe is to her from her husband. The imtasa mitzvahsoi. And let's say, okay, she says, you know what, I'm going to listen to my husband. I'm going to drop the mitzvah. Vetanich mitzvah sabayri. Oila mi yitzra. So she has her own little oily mi yitzri, oily mi yitzri, oily mi baili, oily mi yitzri. She's going to be stuck over here. She's going to be caught in between. What should she do? I have to do a mitzvah say she's mangarama. What if my husband's going to want me? Now what? I have a tough call to make. Lefichach patra habayra mi mitzvayso. That's why the Torah said, women, you have nothing to worry about. Kidei liyos loy sholem im bailo. This was for sholem bias. You want to know why women are patra from mitzvah say she's mangarama? Sholem bias. V'gdoyla mizayis mitzonu. Then the avadram goes off with a very, very mini Musar Shmuz. He says, you find even more than this. She Hashem HaGadol, HaNichta B'Kdusha V'Tahayra, Nimcha Al HaMayim, Kedei Lahatul Sholem B'Nishlishtoi. If we could be Moichik, the Shem Hashem for Sholem Bayis, we could tell women you're potter from Mitzvah Saseh Shaz Mangarama for Sholem Bayis. Says Dabu Dram. You want to know why women are potter from Mitzvah Saseh Shaz Mangarama? Sholem Bayis. That's the short answer. It's unbelievable. Sholem Bayis? You're going to be Mavato Mitzvah Saseh Shaz Mangarama? He says, yeah, don't worry about it. They were Moichik the Shem Hashem by the sight in the base of Mikdash for Sholem Bayis. So you can't tell a woman don't do a mitzvah seishas mangro. What's the Sholem Bayis? Because she's mishubet to her husband. She has to work today. Her husband's going to say, come here, she has to jump. Her husband's going to say, go there, she has to jump. Being that she's mishubet lebaila, she's working. How could you tell her to do a mitzvah seishas mangro? Zok to shoyel meishiv. The ru'uyin hadvarim levisham ram. But kol sheyesh lemishmira on Shabbos, even a woman gets to rest, the behemoths get to rest, the women get to rest, according to Bishamai, the Kalim get to rest. Everybody rests. Everybody rests on Shabbos. On Shabbos, a woman's not allowed to do malacha. On Shabbos, a woman can't carry muktzah. On Shabbos, a woman rests just like a man does. If that's the case, on Shabbos, she doesn't have to work for her husband. Because her husband can say, go do the work. I'm sorry, I can't sew for you, I can't cook for you, I can't bake for you. What do you want from me? I can't do anything. Ichtaf hit in Shabbos. Oh, if she's not Shubit Lebailon Shabbos says the Shoyle Meshev, it's Pasha why she's chayv in the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos. Because the whole reason why she's potter from mitzvah saseh is Mangaram and Shalom Bayis, because she's working today. Because she yeshne b'shmira, yeshne b'schira. Being that she has shmira, that's why she has schira. Taisa asked the Kasha, maybe if I cared, say kol she ain't b'schira, ain't b'shmira. He said kol she ain't b'schira, ain't b'shmira. That doesn't necessarily have a pshat. So why would you say that? Kol she yeshne b'shmira, yeshne b'schira. That shein emel has a pshat. I mean that has a pshat. That's That's why Chazal understood. That's the real hekesh. It's not called she'ene b'schira, ene b'shmira. It's called she'yeshnei b'shmira, yeshnei b'schira. There's a svara to this hekesh. The reason women are part of mitzvah seish non-grom is because of shalom bayis. The whole shalom bayis consideration is not relevant on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, most of the things her husband would need her to do, she can't do anyways. As a result, if she's yeshnei b'shmira, she's not working. There's no shalom bayis consideration. It's for that reason that she's going to be yeshnei b'schira. I was just thinking, just to come full circle with a lot of the raid that we've spoken about in the last few weeks. We spoke in Perek B'Mem Adlikin about the idea of Shalom Bayis that you find appears again and again on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have to be extra careful with Shalom Bayis. You have to light candles Friday night. If you have money for Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos, and Kiddush, and Ner Shabbos is Adif. Why? Because of Shalom Bayis. We spoke about how the three things that a man's supposed to tell his wife, Erev Shabbos, Imcha Sheikha, he has to say Benichusa. Why do you have to say Benichusa? Because this is, Shabbos is coming. And on Shabbos, there has to be Shalom. There's this incredible emphasis on Shalom Bayis on Shabbos. We did a whole raid bite on this not so long ago. And the question was, why? Why Shabbos more than Tuesday? Why Shabbos more than Monday? You always have to have Shalom in your house. Why is it so much more important that we go out of our way to do things to make sure that there's going to be shalom in the house on Shabbos, more so on every other day of the week? So could be the pshat is, because on Shabbos, there's a little bit of a risk. Because the Abu Dram just said that if a woman is going to keep the mitzvah saseh shas mangarom, you know, it's going to come at the expense of Ayulam Yibaylo. It's going to come at the expense of Shalom Bayis. And the halach is kol she'yeshne b'shmira, yeshne b'schira. That means a woman is tied down to the mitzvah saseh shas mangarom on Shabbos. If she's tied down to the mitzvah saseh shas mangarom, so what happened to the Avodrom's Musa Shmuz? So now you have to be a little bit more careful. So that's why we go out of our way to be mechazik Shalom Bayis, Davka on Shabbos. Why would we be mechazik Shalom Bayis on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos we need the chizik a little bit more. Because on Shabbos where women are chayiv and mitzvahs eses shas mangarom, so kubish, you won't be available on a moment's notice when her husband calls for her. So for that reason, we need to do something. We have to go out of our way to be mechazik Shalom Bayis. That's the first aura. The second aura is the Gemara on Amud Aleph mention a Mishnah Mesechtes Erev, one of the most famous Mishnayos in Shas. The Mishnah discusses a person's walking outside in a Rishos HaRabim, a Carmelist, and he sees a pair of tefillin. Tefillin, it's sitting outside. What's he supposed to do? Can't pick up the tefillin and carry it. Not let it carry on Shabbos. Should he put the tefillin on? He knows the halacha. You don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. You're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. It's considered carrying. So if you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, what should he do? So the Mishnah says an amazing chiddush that if the tefillin are in a state of bizayon, you're worried that something bad's going to happen to the tefillin, put on the tefillin one pair at a time, not two pairs at a time, but one pair at a time, machnis on zug zug, and this is something that's going to be okay. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, the Kovner Rav, in the Shailos Hatshuvas Ber Yitzchak, and this is in Simin Tezayin, in Eruchayim, he cleared the following question. He said, what would be if somebody's walking in the street and he sees a pair of tefillin and he looks a little more closely and it wasn't Rashi's tefillin, but it was Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? Would you have the same halacha, machnison zug zug? Or maybe Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin would be different? Now, what's the shaila? So we have to take a step backwards and just revisit the Gemara that we saw very briefly yesterday. If somebody wears tefillin on Shabbos and a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he's over in Issa de Rabbanon. He's not over in Issa de Raisa. The reason he's not over in Issa de Raisa is because the Gemara says that tefillin is considered a malbush. Being that men wear tefillin, so when you wear tefillin on Shabbos, it's like you're wearing a jacket. You're wearing a hat. It's a malbush. So being that it's considered a malbush, tefillin is not considered carrying midiraisa, stating that you're not allowed to wear it midirabanan. Because there was a concern, you may take your tefillin off and you're going to carry it, talan amr special sarabim. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, my shaila is it only Rashi's tefillin that's a malbush? Or is Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin also a malbush? He says like this, if you don't wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin ever, and now all of a sudden you found someone's tefillin, and he has Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, so l'chura for sure would be a malbush. So he says, it's loimi boyoli. I don't even think it's a shaila, you wouldn't be able to put it on. My question is, if you're a yid that does wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, if you wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, do we say, okay, I wear Rabbeinu Tam's, I put it on every single day. So for me, it's a malbush. If it's a malbush, what should be the problem? Of course I should be able to wear it. Or maybe no. Maybe even if you're a yid that wears Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, maybe it's still not going to be okay. Why? Why? And what's the pshat? L'chayr at first glance, it doesn't make any sense. If you wear a Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, I wear it every day. So for me, it's a malbush. So what's the difference between Rashi's tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? So Rabbi Yisrael Chanan says that even though what I'm about to say is a chiddush, but I know it's true because I have a mefurish araya. Araya from a gemara that we learned yesterday. We spoke yesterday a little bit about kameyas. So what's the halacha? You're allowed to wear kameya on Shabbos, or you're not allowed to wear kameya on Shabbos? So it depends. If it's a kameya mumcha, if this is a kameya that's proven to work, then the halacha is you can wear it on Shabbos. If it's a kameya she'ina mumcha, meaning you don't know if it works, so then the halach is you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. What's the definition of a kameya mumcha? So it means one of two things. Either this kameya already healed three people, or it was written by a mekubal that his kameyas already healed three people. Other. One of those two things makes something a kameya. So if it's a kameya mumcha, you can wear it on Shabbos. If it's not a kameya mumcha, you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Now, what's the difference between a kameya mumcha and a kameya she'ina mumcha? Why could you wear one and not wear the other? So Rashi said in the Mishnah, on Daf Samech Amud Aleph, a kameya mumcha is considered a malbush. A kameya she'ina mumcha is not considered a malbush. If it works, it's a malbush. If it doesn't work, it's not a malbush. If it works, it's a malbush. If it doesn't work, it's not a malbush. Says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, we have to remember one more Gemara. We learned the Gemara yesterday. A papa wasn't sure. How does a mekubal become a becheskas that his kameyas work? Three kameyas that he wrote, all three worked. Now this mekubal, moving forward, anything he writes is going to be considered a kameya mumcha. But the Rav Papa's shaila was, is it only true if the three kameyas worked for three different people? What if it worked for one person? Rav Papa wasn't sure because he said, I'm not sure if it's the mekubal or maybe it's the mazel of the person that's wearing the kameya. And the Gemara said, teiko. Says Rav Yisrael Chanan, if you take a look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos when he brings this halachas, so the Rambam says, you know what a kameya mumcha is? Either the kameya worked three times or the mekubal's kameya worked three times, but only for three people. If it worked for one person, you're not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. It's not a kameya mumcha. Says Rabbi Tzuchon, what's the pshat? Pshat is pashit, because the Gemara said teiku. And being that the Gemara said teiku, it's a sofik. Sofik, you go luchumra. So being that you go luchumra, it's a question of carrying on Shabbos. So being that you go luchumra, so it's for that reason, even though it's a sofik, it does work, but there's also a sofik that it doesn't work. And being that there's a sofik that it doesn't work, the halacha is, you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. So says Rabbi Yisrael, let's think about this for a second. This kameya might be a kameya mumcha, it might not be a kameya mumcha. So imagine there's a chayla, somebody gives him a kameya, says, I have a suffix, I'm not sure it was a teiku in a gemara. Could be yeah, could be now, we have to wait for Eliyahu and Navi to come. It might work. Chances are this person's going to wear it on the whole week. I don't think it's a question he's going to wear it. Not only that, says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, he has a chiv to wear it. Because if there's a tzad that this kameya can help him, then there's no question, then he's going to wear it and probably has to wear it. Stating that, the halach is you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. You know why? Because it's only a suffix if it works. And being that it's only a suffix if it works, it's not considered a malbush. In other words, the reason a kameya is considered a malbush is to the extent that it's effective. Right? If you put on an article, you wear a raincoat, and you put it on misafik, you aren't sure if it's going to rain or not going to rain, ended up not raining, so it's going to come out that you carry? No. Because a raincoat is a malbush. If you put on a jacket, you put on a sweater, you put on a tie, it's considered a malbush. It's never going to be deemed carrying. A kameya is only a malbush to the extent it works. A kameya mumcha is a malbush. A kameya she'ena mumcha is not a malbush. Thus state in the daf yomi of the last 2 days. It has to work in order for it to be considered a malbush. So the question is, what if you have a suffix if it works or not? I don't know if it works. It could be it does work. It could be it doesn't work. It's mavur, you're not allowed to carry it. So what does it mean if it's mavur that you're not allowed to carry it? That's just another way of saying that if it's a suffix if it works, it's not a malbush. If I know bivadai it works, it's a malbush. But if I only have a suffix if it works, it's not a malbush. Because if you're going to tell me as long as there's a suffix it works, it's a malbush, then Enochan Amir Papa said, teiku. He wasn't sure what the halach is, but at the end of the day, it's a suffix kameya mumcha, so let it be viewed as a malbush. The Teretz says, it has to be vadai effective in order for it to be considered a malbush. If it's not vadai effective, it's not going to be considered a malbush. So it says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan in a tremendous chiddush. He said, even a yid that wears Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, why is he wearing Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? Because he holds for sure that halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam. Nobody holds for sure that halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam. It's because he has a suffix that maybe Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is the right tefillin. The chshivus of tefillin as a malbush is not because it's a malbush. It's because it It works. It's like the Kameya. It's because it works, because you're mekayim the mitzvah. That's why it has the chashivas of a malbush. If that's the point, it only to the extent you know for sure you're being mekayim a mitzvah. When you wear Rashi's tefillin, you're being mekayim a mitzvah, because Talach Shulchan Aruch is Rashi's tefillin. If you wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, could be you're being mekayim a mitzvah, because maybe really Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is the right tefillin. But being that it's only tefillin misafik, it's like a kameya. We have a suffix if it's a kameya mumchanat. You can't establish something as a malbush if its credentials are only a maybe. If it bevadai works, if it bevadai means I'm being mekayim a mitzvah, so then it's considered a malbush. But if it's only a suffix, yes, suffix no, then it's not going to be considered a malbush. Tefillin is only a malbush to the extent you're mekayim a mitzvah tefillin. If you're not mekayim a mitzvah tefillin, it's not considered a malbush. Right, if somebody would walk outside on Shabbos with empty batim, he'd walk outside with batim, he's rolled up, beautiful, empty. It's chil Shabbos deraisa. There's no one in the world that's considered, what do you mean? It's a malbush. I get dressed this way every morning. Every morning from 8 to 9, this is the way I look. So why is it a malbush? You don't see the batim. You don't see the parashias. Why should this not be? The teretz is, it's bashit. Because at the end of the day, it has to be tefillin. It's true, it looks the same. If it's not tefillin, it doesn't work. So it's a suffix whether Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is tefillin. So said Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, being that it's a suffix whether or not Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is tefillin, you can't establish something as a malbush misuffic. A real malbush is always a malbush. But something that's not inherently and intrinsically a malbush, it's only a malbush because of its efficacy, because it accomplishes something when I wear it. That's what gives it its status, its chashivas as a malbush, such as a kameya, such as tefillin. So you have to know for sure it works. Just like a kameya, that's a suffik kameya mumcha, a suffik kameya cha'ina mumcha, is not viewed as a kameya mumcha. What do you mean it's a suffik? People always wear it. I know, but suffik's not enough. You have to know for sure in order for it to be a malbush. Same is true with tefillin. Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, you don't know for sure. I mean that Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, you don't know for sure. It's for that reason and said Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, and this is the way he came out, the Maisa in his Tshuva. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan was one of the great poskim of the 19th century. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan said, halacha l'maisa, that even though the Mishnah says, ha-maitzi tefillin, machnison zug, because of the bezayin of the tefillin, that's only if you find Rashi's tefillin. But if you find Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, even if you're a yid, that's makbin Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, you're not allowed to put Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin in on Shabbos. But I just want to say one ha'ara, and that is, we've mentioned in the past, Rabbi Moshe's famous Tshuva. It's an Eruch Chaim. It's Chelek Dalid. It's Simen Test. The name of the tshuva is Be'inyan Hanochas Tfilin Shu Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Moshe wrote the tshuva Erev Shabbos Kodesh Shabbos Shkolim Tovshin Mem 1980, and he wrote it to Hoyt Kvoid Kedushas Hagoyin Hatzadik Moireinu V'Rabbeinu Harav Menachem Mendel Shlita Shneerson HaAdmer Milubavitch. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein wrote this tshuva to the Lubavitch Rebbe. The Lubavitch Rebbe heard that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein wasn't wearing Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, and he sent a shliach to Rabbi Moshe, and he offered him to get him a sofer that's going to write him the nicest pair of Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin that he ever saw. He wanted to get Rabbi Moshe to wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. So Rabbi Moshe responded to Lubavitch Rebbe, and he wrote a beautiful tshuva. And it's clear that Rabbi Moshe felt that he was talking to he was very expressive in the tshuva. He said a lot more than he would ordinarily say in a tshuva because of who he was addressing the tshuva to. Either way, see, he starts off like this. He says that I want the Rebbe to know that when I was in Luban, before I came to America, I had Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And I used to wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin every day. He said his father used to always also wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. He said, but what happens when he came to America, he couldn't take everything with him. And because he couldn't take everything with him, he had to start making decisions of what he's going to take and what he's going to leave behind. In fact, he wrote him that he even left his ksaviyad behind. Rabbi Moshe said that he had to leave a lot of ksaviyad back home with him because he simply couldn't take everything with him. And he said, unfortunately, one of the things that couldn't make the trip was Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. He said, then he came to America and he tried finding Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, but he couldn't find Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin to his liking. Couldn't find it written in the perfect way. And he felt that if it's not going to be perfect, I'm not going to wear it. And the reason he said that if... Zevi. The reason he said... Zevi, unmute, unmute maybe. He said... I'm muted, Zevi. He said the reason that he didn't wear it is because he held that... He said the reason that he didn't wear it, being that he couldn't find the right cipher, is he said because there's a very big difference. There's a fundamental difference between Rashi's tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. He said, Rashi's tefillin you have to wear. You have no choice. You have to wear Rashi's tefillin. He said, but Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin you don't have to wear. Said Rav Moshe, a very big chiddush, we've spoken about this in the past. Not only don't you have to wear a Beinu Tam's tefillin? But it's even misafik you don't wear a Beinu. Meaning people think that, why do we wear a Beinu Tam's tefillin? Because I don't know, it's a safik. There were two shittas. There was Rashi shita, there was Rabbeinu Tam shita. So maybe the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam. If the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, you're going to go your whole life without wearing tefillin. So you have to make sure you wear a Beinu Tam's tefillin. And Rav Moshe wrote in his Tshuva to Lubavitcher Rebbe, that's a very big mistake. That's not true. He says the halacha is like Rashi. And this machloikis Rashi Rabbeinu Tam is no different than any machloikis Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. With halacha is like Rashi. He says, so why is there an Indian to wear Rashi's Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? He said, because the minhag in Klal Yisrael was, for a very long time, there were a lot of people that wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And he said, the Rishonim, and there were many that corrected the mistake. But there were people that wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Rabbeinu Tam's minhag had taken root in many kehilos in Klal Yisrael. And it's for that reason we kept the minhag. And the minhag remained that people wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. But he said, all it is a minhag. And being that all it is a minhag, so Rav Moshe said, I'm willing to do it, and I did it, and my father did it, and I wish I could do it. He said, but I never had the right pair of tefillin. So I'm going to go ahead and wear a b'dieved pair of tefillin. Where I don't have to do it. He says, Rashi is tefillin I have to wear. So I get the best tefillin available, I put it on, and that's what I'm supposed to do. If it's not the perfect tefillin, so what am I supposed to do? I have a chiyuv to wear tefillin. But I don't have a chiyuv Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Not even a suffix, less than what Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan said. Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan viewed Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin as a suffix if you go through the tshuva. He said, it's not even a suffix, Rabbi Moshe held. All it was a zeichah ba'alma. He says it again and again and again throughout the tshuva. So he told the Rebbe, he says, listen, I don't have a good pair of tefillin, but if I had a good pair of tefillin, I would wear it. Then he told the Rebbe, but I appreciate the fact that you have someone that's willing to write tefillin for me. And he was very excited. He said he has the money, Baruch Hashem. He put it aside. He gave him some instructions in terms of some of the hidurim that Rav Moshe wanted in his tefillin. And people that know the rest of the story know that the Lubavitcher Rebbe even got Rav Moshe to wear tefillin. He got Rav Moshe to put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Rav Moshe Taka wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin because in his last years of his life, because of what the Lubavitcher Rebbe told him. But everyone knows this is only part of the story. Right? This is half the story. You can't just tell half the story. Alpi Halacha, you have Rabbi Yisrael Chanan who says Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin's a safik. It's like a kameya that a papa had a taker with. If you find it in the shuk, you can't even put it on. There's no machnis on zogzur. Rabbi Moshe said it's a minig ba'alma. It's a nice thing, but all it is a minig ba'alma. But if you take a look in the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Chassidus, so it's a whole nother. I'll just read you one Marim Machir from the Ben Ishchai, and this is in his halachas that are Seder HaParshias. It's in Parshas Vayera. He says like this, Vihine, just a few lines. B'tchilo hayu chayshven, people used to think that machloikes zu kishar machloikes. The machloikes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam is like every machloikes, meaning one person's right, one person's wrong. She svara achas b'teila. But then the Arizal came. The Higad be Kabbalah mi pi Eliyo zocher latoyf. She shnei hasfaris emes. That both svaras are really true. Vitzorech lemebet tarvayu. And you have to wear both. Umi Moshe Rabbeinu all of Hashalom. The Arizal said, going back to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'ad ha-ga'oinim hoyu manichim shnei zugois. They used to always wear two pairs of tefillin. Said the Ben Ishchai that the Arizal was megala. That this isn't a regular machloikas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Al pi Kabbalah, it's a very, very big deal to wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And that Moshe Rabbeinu wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And Rashi's tefillin. He wore both pairs of tefillin. Ayin Sham, he goes on again and again and again. But the bottom line is this. Al pi halacha, Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is a suffix at best. It's a minig at worst. Al pi Kabbalah, it's dvarim niskovim ad l'moed, way above my pay grade. So this was the shaila I was clearing. What would be, Rabbi Yisrael Chan wanted to know, if a person finds a pair of tefillin on the floor, whether or not he could put on the pair of tefillin. What was the shaila he could put on the tefillin? If you see Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin on Shabbos, so machnisam zug zug or lo machnisam zug zug. So he said, no, you can't wear zug zug. You know why? Because why are you wearing Rabbeinu Tam? What gives the tefillin a chshivus that you be mekayim a mitzvah tefillin? He says, it's only a safik of a mekayim mitzvah tefillin. So being that it's only a safik of a mekayim mitzvah tefillin, could be I'm wearing mitzvah tefillin, could be I'm not doing anything. On the side, I'm not doing anything. I have no right to put it in. See, brought a raya from the kameya mumcha, real lamdish raya, that if I only have a safik, the halach is that I'm not allowed to wear it. Because if it's only a suffix, then the halach is I'm not allowed to wear it. So, b'lechayra, that's all true from the halachic standpoint. But what about from the Kabbalah standpoint? What about from the Kabbalah that Rizal said that Moshe Rabbeinu wore two pairs of tefillin? That it's true mi ikar adin based on Shulchan Aruch, yes, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Poisek Adar in the 20th century. And yes, Rav Yitzchok Chanan, the Poisek Adar in the 19th century. Of course, As halacha, you open up a Shulchan Aruch, if you're molly crazy, shasu poiskim, this Rabbeinu Tam is no different than any other Rabbeinu Tam. Where the halacha is not like Rabbeinu Tam. So you want to be chayish? It's not better than a suffix. It's not better than a suffix. You can't wear it on Shabbos to take it out of a matzav abazoy. But there's a whole other part of this equation, and that is the Kabbalah aspect. Meaning when you wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, you're not just wearing a Rabbeinu Tam somewhere tucked away in Masechtas Menachos that we don't paskin like in the Ilomois, in the world of Kabbalah, wearing Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin actually is a very big deal. So the question is that enough of a big deal to make the tefillin like a kameya mumcha? Is that enough of a big deal so that you shouldn't look at the tefillin as empty batim? And if that's the case, then it shouldn't be oiskahalt in the way Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan came out. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan looked at it from the nigla standpoint. From the nigla standpoint, he says, it's not more than a suffix mitzvah, I say, deiraisa, when you wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. A suffix is not enough to make the tefillin a malbush. But that's only from the nigla perspective. From the nista perspective, there's no suffix. From the nista perspective, elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. From the nista perspective, that Rizal said that Moshe Rabbeinu also wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. That means from the Nista perspective, when you wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, it's a Kameya Mumcha. So is the fact that it's a Kameya Mumcha, is it the fact that it's a Chshivas of tefillin from the Nista perspective, enough for us to look at it like a real Kameya Mumcha, that maybe the Halacha should be Machnis and Zug Zug? So Yitzchak Chanan wrote a whole Tshuva Al Pi Nigla. So of course, who could dig to Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan? And in Ramosha, you see that he even held it was less than what Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan treated like a Sofik Deiraisa. Ramosha didn't even treat it like a Sofik Deiraisa. But again, that's all from a halacha standpoint. But what about from a Kabbalah standpoint? And here's the question. Could the fact that it has a chashivos from a Kabbalah standpoint now impact the halacha? So you'll say that, no, Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is not a suffix if it's anything. It's a vaday something because of the Kabbalah standpoint. So if it's a vaday something, the halacha should be a moitzi Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin b'shuk. Machnison zug zug. We'll end with that ha'ar.